All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's stock market update. My name is Mark Hodge, head coach at Rockwell Trading, and we're going to see what's moving the markets and what you should pay attention to today. It is Tuesday, July 27th, and there's a little movement pre-market, but let's first take a look at where things ended up yesterday. S&P up 0.25%, making new records. Dow also up 0.25%, and we see Dow making new records. NASDAQ up just a little bit, 0.1%. So even though it was a relatively quiet day, it was a winning day. Now let me make sure I'm sharing my charts here. There we go. So S&P, Dow, NASDAQ all higher yesterday. Not a whole lot of movement. And part of this is because it's a big week for earnings. And specifically today after the bell, a big day for tech stocks. We also have the 2-day Fed policy statement beginning today, wrapping up tomorrow. So we'll get word from the Fed tomorrow afternoon. So things could be a little quiet leading up to the well, tomorrow because of today's after the bell earnings, and then also with the Fed tomorrow as well. Now, looking at futures are a little bit mixed. E-mini S&P down 0.1%, 0.2%. Here you see that there was a little bit of a rally pullback as we get closer to the open, down just a little bit. Dow futures, same situation, down about 0.25%, and the NASDAQ just slightly positive. Nothing to get too excited about. So not a whole lot of movement heading into the open, but for the most part, you could say that futures are slightly lower as we approach the US Open. Now, in addition to the 2-day Fed statement or 2-day policy meeting with the Fed and the statement that will come out tomorrow afternoon, and earnings being in the spotlight, Chinese stocks have been on the radar, not necessarily for good reasons, starting Friday and then definitely carrying over into yesterday's trading. And they're taking a big hit with some regulatory crackdowns in China, especially in tech and education. So we could take a look at JD down 8.6% yesterday. Looks like it's down another 5.5% pre-market. We could look at Baba down 7% yesterday. Looks like it's down another 4%. And Didi, not too bad yesterday, and down just a little bit pre-market. I mean, this thing's just been hammered since it IPO'd. So Chinese stocks taking a hit, but the worst of the group is the education stocks. So GOTU, the ticker symbol, Gaotu Tech, down 29% yesterday, and this follows Friday's a huge drop of 63%. So these education stocks are just getting hammered, and honestly, I think it's going to be tricky for them to do anything at this point. What happened is in China, they decided to basically make education companies nonprofits. So there is a growing concern, an aging population in China, and one of the biggest concerns with families in China is the cost of education and tutoring, after school tutoring. I saw somewhere that it could be up to 25% of a family's income trying to pay for education and tutoring after school. And so that's a huge expense. The Chinese government does want a younger population. And that, thinking that by limiting this expense and cracking down on for-profit education companies, reducing that expense could help some of the burden of these families. And it seems like this is actually welcomed in China, but for anybody buying shares of a company like this, ouch. 140 back in February, now $2.50 yesterday, up a little bit pre-market. Another one, EDU. So EDU down 34% yesterday, getting a little bounce this morning. We could also look at TAL. TAL up a little bit pre-market after being down 27% yesterday. So real tough being a Chinese stockholder right now. I definitely use some caution because this has just been ugly and it's gonna, continue to be volatile. I just don't know where these companies go from here. So that's the definitely having an impact on the Chinese markets. And we could look at an ETF like FXI. So this is a large cap China ETF, and you see what's happening here. Down 5% yesterday, another 4% pre-market. And if we look back at this one with based on pre-market trading, we're trading at levels not seen since May of 2020. So definitely moving. Chinese stocks definitely moving. Please be careful there. Now, let's look at a few earnings. Let's look at Tesla. Tesla pull back a little bit from its pre-market trading. Tesla up 1% pre-market. Saw a little boost yesterday with earnings being released after the bell. So Tesla up 2.2% yesterday. Looks like we're up 1% today. I want to say it was up 2%, maybe even a little higher. So it's pulled back a little bit. They actually reported some really strong numbers. An earnings beat with $1 billion in net income. They earned $1.45 per share versus a 98-cent estimate. So that was a nice earnings beat for Tesla. They did say that their success in the second half of 2021 will be based on its ability to work around supply chain issues. So, there was the concern with chips throughout the year, earlier, and supply chain issues. Although we've continued to see strong earnings really pretty much everywhere, supply chain issues and delivery still seem to be something that companies are warning about. They did say that the Model Y will begin this year, and they have postponed the semi, their semi that they're working on. So that should get started in 2022, and Cybertruck should begin production after the Model Y gets underway. So they are up a little bit pre-market. Now, I want to say that when they joined the S&P, they were trading at 695. So having a little bit after this, rally, joined the S&P, rallied, pulled back, going sideways. They're still trying to find some direction here. Below the S&P, joining the S&P levels, but up a little bit pre-market. Now, Tesla does have exposure in Bitcoin, and last earnings, they actually reported a nice gain from some of the sales, Bitcoin sales that they made. This time, they reported a $23 million Bitcoin impairment because they weren't actually selling anything. They weren't reporting it as a loss. But just as a $23 million Bitcoin impairment because of where they had purchased Bitcoin and where Bitcoin was trading during earnings. So, I mean, honestly, $23 million for Tesla is not a big deal. There's a pretty big investment in Bitcoin there. But it seems like the Bitcoin exposure and just the hype over Bitcoin and its tie to Tesla, that's kind of losing some of its enthusiasm that it once had. So anyway, strong numbers from Tesla, up just a little bit pre-market. So it looks like traders wanted to be a little more wowed than they were. Now, F5 Networks also reported earnings and seeing a nice jump pre-market. Looks like we're getting up to record highs. Not quite there yet, but big jump here after the last earnings dip. Jumping right back up to those previous levels before last quarter's earnings report, up 7.5% pre-market. Now, they reported an earnings beat, and they reported $2.76 a share versus a $2.46 estimate. Software company said that it saw strong demand with continued pandemic-induced growth in its digital business application. So, nice move there for F5 Networks. The ticker is FFIV. We could also look at UPS, United Parcel Service. UPS down, taking a little bit of a hit here pre-market. Interesting. With F5, they dipped last quarter after earnings went sideways, jumped right back to previous levels. Here it looks like UPS jumped on earnings, went sideways, now pulling back. Not quite to the previous levels there, but almost the exact opposite chart. Now, UPS says that they had a $3.06 earnings per share last quarter versus a $2.82 estimate, but domestic revenue came in a little lower than expected. So that's probably what's leading to some of this weakness and a little bit of a lower start as we approach the open here, trading right around $196 a share. 3M reported, MMM, the ticker. They're up 1% pre-market, or actually now down a little bit. They were up 1% pre-market, down just a tad. They reported an earnings beat, $2.59 a share versus a $2.28 estimate. Revenue was also better, and the company raised its full-year outlook with its business looking with its businesses looking to continue to recover from the pandemic. So this kind of flipped from where it was trading previously, pre-market down just a little bit as we get closer to the open. General Electric, this company has really been struggling over the years, making a move after the pandemic and getting back, doing better than it was in 2019. Up a little bit pre-market, up 3.5%. General Electric, they reported an earnings beat, earnings of 5 cents a share versus the 2 cent estimate that was expected. They also reported better revenue, and this was helped out by its aviation and power divisions. So GE getting a little boost here pre-market. Another company that reported. And one more to look at, RTX, Raytheon Technologies, up a little bit pre-market, 1.7%. They reported $1.03 per share versus a 93 cent estimate. The revenue was better, and the company raised its full-year forecast with the rebound in commercial air travel helping demand for its products. So Raytheon up a little bit pre-market. Again, just across the board, earnings beats. Some companies raising full-year guidance, but that seems to be the theme with a flag or warning for supply chain issues. A few other companies, just to mention some movers. Intel, they say they want to take back lost market share, and they want to be on top of their game. And their path for doing so is to release a new chip each year between now and 2025. Down 2.4% pre-market. Traders aren't too worried about that, I guess. But they want to compete once again with Samsung and Taiwan Technology Semiconductor, since they've lost some market share over the years to those companies. Another one to mention, let's look at LCID. Is Lucid going to be the next Tesla? Who knows? But they did agree on a merger with Churchill Capital. So the ticker CCIV is no longer, and it's now Lucid Group LCID. And they were up a little bit yesterday, up a little bit, up 10%, not moving a whole lot pre-market, but big move yesterday. First day trading under the LCID ticker, originally CCIV. And so there we go there. All right. Well, I have to hop over to our mastermind group where we're going to look for some live trading opportunities. So those of you watching, I'll be in the room in just a second. Thanks for joining me today. If you liked what you saw, please like the video. I'll be here tomorrow. And until then, happy trading, everybody.